This podcast will bring to light the stresses that young professionals endure due to financial and work-related problems. Many college graduates often suffer from massive amounts of loan debt or cannot budget their earnings. In an attempt to dig themselves out of their debt, many young graduates will overwork themselves to earn an acceptable salary. This causes problems in both their professional and personal lives. In this podcast, we will be examining the consequences of chronic stress and what young professionals can do to avoid being overworked. It is well known that working long, continuous hours can cause stress. But what exactly does that entail? Aside from the mental anguish that it can bring someone, we will go into the ways that stress affects your physical health through a firsthand account of what a young entrepreneur had to do in order to take an idea and create a multi-million dollar company.
Just last week, I had the opportunity to hear a lecture from the CEO and founder of Pure Brands, Ben Fleischer. Ben was only 26 years old when he set out to create a stevia product that was different from the rest. Stevia is a plant-based sweetener used as a healthy alternative to artificial sweeteners, but most mainstream stevia products have a sour aftertaste. This set Pure apart from the competition and is the main reason for the success of the product. It was produced with organic stevia in a way that eliminated the aftertaste. The rise to success was trial and error, like many other startups. During the beginning phases of development, Ben worked to perfect his sweetener. He traveled all over the world to find a manufacturer, and he even bought a one-way ticket to China, vowing that he would not come back to the United States until he found someone who would make his product. A couple years in, after all the infrastructure had been built, all of his hard work was coming together, and he was receiving offers from Whole Foods and Walmart to stock his product. All of the stress and tension was finally catching up, however. He was so stressed out from working 16-hour days, 7 days a week, for several years. He began to get physically sick. The symptoms of prolonged stress included migraines so severe he could not move. His throat swelled to the point where he could not work, and he was having problems in his personal life. According to the American Psychological Association, stress can break down the body in more ways than just mentally. Stress affects your endocrine system, which releases cortisol, also known as the stress hormone. Repeated release of cortisol can cause a miscommunication in your body, which has been studied in connection to development of many diseases or disorders. Some of these may include diabetes, depression, chronic fatigue, or immune disorders. Ben had built up a foundation for his business, and he felt confident in his team that they could survive without him. He was able to take a year off from working at his company. During this time, he traveled around the globe, found a new hobby, and took up self-care practices. He preached to my class that we should find time to meditate and to find a passion in our lives. He expressed to us that we should always find a way to relieve stress and to give ourselves breaks. This is a problem that young professionals face, especially when working long hours. When becoming an entrepreneur, taking your business off the ground requires painstaking work and long hours. It is imperative to your current and future health that you figure out how to balance between your personal and work life, or else you could end up in the hospital from a stress-induced episode. It is absolutely vital to your mental and physical health that you find a balance in your life. Putting too many hours in at work can harm your body and mind in short and long-term ways. Now that we have heard what chronic stress can do to your body, let's discuss how to avoid these situations before they arise.
One of the most discussed solutions among experts is exercise. It is proven that exercise can physically improve the brain's mental capacity and stimulate the growth of new brain cells. In a study conducted recently by Harvard Healthy Letter, it states, The benefits of exercise come directly from its ability to reduce insulin resistance, reduce inflammation, and stimulate the release of growth factors, chemicals in the brain that affect the health of brain cells, the growth of new blood vessels in the brain, and even the abundance of and survival of new brain cells. That is why when working in high-stress office environments, it is important to take the time out of your busy schedule to exercise. This can be done in place of other activities that may cost money, such as going out with your friends or doing unnecessary compulsive shopping. There are also many different ways to exercise that don't cost any money, like going hiking or out on a run. Regular exercise is proven to be the best long-term solution to staying healthy simply because it is the only regular activity your body will adapt to. It states in a study conducted by Dr. Lawrence Robinson about the effects of working out on stress. Exercising is an effective way to break this cycle. As well as releasing endorphins in the brain, physical activity helps to relax the muscles and relieve tension in the body. Not only will regular exercise relieve stress, but it will keep you in shape. Long hours in the office tend to stagnate a person's life, which can lead to weight gain and inevitably other health issues such as diabetes or obesity. It is a painful cycle to break out of, so it is important that young professionals set up good habits early on in their careers to avoid these issues later on.
Now that we have discussed the physical solutions to stress, let's talk about financial planning. Many people try and take shortcuts to relieve their debts, like making risky investments, or they will work crazy hours because they believe it will be enough to dig themselves out of the hole. While these strategies may work some of the time, they cause a lot more stress than they are worth. One of the easiest ways to relieve financial stress is to save money by living frugally.
There are so many small things to do in your life, such as taking shortcuts to work to save gas, buying groceries from bulk and discount stores, selling unwanted items online, or preparing meals at home to stop eating fast food. You can put away all of the money you save into a savings account and start making monthly payments towards your student loans. Many young professionals fool themselves into thinking that they can afford certain luxuries, when in reality, they can't. Since it is their first salary job, they fall into the trap of car payments that they cannot afford, or going out to eat every night, while they still have this massive student loan debt looming over their heads. Creating a budget and sticking to it is much more likely to benefit you in the long run than working 70 hours a week. It takes discipline to limit your spending, but it will cause you much less stress than the alternatives. There are so many ways to reduce stress, and we only talked about a few of them. Debt is something that you just have to chip away, and in time, you will start to see it shrink. It takes patience, discipline, and hard work in order to balance your personal life and your professional life. Adapt some of these changes early on in your professional career, and you will see yourself thrive.